Yo, what's going on for Affinity? It is Metadarius here with
Theft.
And we're just gonna be making a podcast about
Halo
game reviews.
4.
Halo 4.
Borderlands 2.
And some YouTubers we enjoy. And I have a feeling it'll be entertaining enough.
Hopefully.
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 Yep.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
All right. The first topic, we're going to be using Halo 4. This game, I've always liked the Halo series. I mean, I grew up with it. It was the first
amazing game.
It was the first shooter I ever played. All right, don't gush about games.
Fine.
Fine. Fine.
Fine.
Fine. Fine.
Don't boop.
Well, Halo 4, I've grown up with it. I mean, I had to buy the next one in the series, so I did. And, to be honest, I got really bored with the campaign at first, and then we progressed, and surprising enough, it had some pretty cool gameplay. It had some sweet new weapons, like the saw. I had a lot of fun with
this amazing
with
gun.
With that gun.
That's
just
awesome.
Running around. Those little sentry things floating above. They give them
yes.
Shields or whatever. It's like...
They're watchers.
Brrr.
Amazing.
It's just got a big-ass clip, and it was fun to... If you don't want to know the ending of Halo 4...
Don't watch. At
don't
all.
Watch. Don't listen.
Don't
to,
listen. Don't listen.
I don't know what you're thinking
I
we're doing.
I know what I'm saying.
You don't know a thing.
I know.
But if you don't want to know the ending, then back out. Because Cortana dies! Sort of. She
kind
like,
of.
Gets deactivated, and her little
she
chip...
She suffers from rampancy.
Yeah, her little chip fries.
Yeah.
And...
She thinks herself to death.
Yeah.
And she just kind of, like...
She's gone! She's
yeah.
dead.
Dead.
She's dead. She's gone. And it's really sad. That's
it's very sad.
That's Master Chief's humanity. That's his best friend. It was his only friend in the world, and she's just gone.
Yeah, and when she's gone, he just stands there like, well,
what now?
Now?
What now? What do you do after that? I mean, I was surprised.
The first time I've ever seen Master Chief
sad.
Like sad.
Yeah, and at the very end when they were taking off his armor, me and Theft were like, oh, are we gonna see his face? Oh, he's taking off his helmet. Oh, is that not fade to black?
Nope.
Nope.
Not at all.
No.
No.
Dang it! It was mad. It was maddening. It was maddening. So,
yes.
I got a little mad at that. I'm not even gonna lie. It was pretty...
But overall...
Overall,
it was a good game.
Out of 10. I would say, like, 8.5. I don't understand the hugely rated games just because they were sold.
Yeah. I mean...
Like, Black Ops 2. Black Ops 2...
It was all right.
I played all it.
Right.
I still play it. I mean, I wouldn't prefer it over Borderlands or something, which brings us to our next topic.
Yes.
Borderlands 2. Oh my god, I love this game. The thing about it, it's got a cool art style you don't see in different games. Like Dishonored has a similar art style.
You mean Hitman?
Hitman, shut up. Shut up. I've never even played a Hitman game. So I
neither have I.
Whatever.
Neither have I.
Whatever. It's got a lot of guns. It's got good controls. I mean, it's just a good game.
Yeah.
No falling
mm-hmm.
damage. That's awesome. It's got a million Easter eggs. It's just fun to play. So just slap it in your Xbox and have a grand old time. So it's. I keep stuttering. I am. it's a good game. Just
yes.
If I can throw down on Halo 4 and just bash Black Ops 2, just play the game. It's good.
Yes.
It's good. All right. That really... That's all the reviews we had.
Yeah.
Borderlands 2, out of 10, I would give it.
Mm.
I personally would give it a 9, 8.5, 9. It's a little higher for me than Halo 4, just because... Is shooting aliens. We're just
yes.
we're shooting aliens
yeah, that,
from
that's,
like
that's
the other six halos or whatever.
But,
five.
But,
I'm sorry. No, it is six. Okay, it goes Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, ODST, Halo Reach, Halo 4. What up? And
oh, Halo Wars.
Halo. That's
Halo
not
Wars.
Even a game. That's retarded.
It is. It is. But yeah,
that doesn't even exist anymore. It doesn't exist to me.
But yeah.
I'm gonna look for another game.
Another game?
Another game! I think that was a little too short. Stall for me!
Have to...
Stall for me!
Wait one moment as he checks his repertoire.
Assassin's Creed 3!
That is a very fun game.
It's fun. It is.
It's like... I don't even know.
There's no other comparison to it. If you're gonna go for a comparison, it would...
There is no comparison.
I really can't think of anything. Dishonored's the only thing that comes to mind, really.
I mean,
it's like a first-person Assassin's Creed with superpowers, and it's fun.
It's very fun. Open world, you can do all sorts of...
Yeah, you can do some cool stuff.
Could you hit somebody with, like, a rope dart?
A rope dart and hang them from a tree. Those other friends just watch as you brutally murder their... I never understood some of the logic of the characters. I mean, you might think, oh yeah, I'll shoot him whenever he's doing that. Then you grab the other friend and you just shot your own friend. So yeah, I'd be a little stunned by that.
Yeah, like, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, the game's fun.
It's very fun.
It's fun.
Very fun.
I don't think it's a 10 out of 10, though, personally.
It's an all... It's a very good game, but I don't think it quite makes top of that list.
Right. The main character's, he's kind of dull, to be quite honest. Like, he doesn't have much emotion.
He's kind of like, no, he couldn't be as bad as the rookie in ODST.
Yeah. The rookie, like, he doesn't speak at all. I mean, he had no anything.
Nothing.
There was nothing to him.
Just like the guy in Reach. Well, yeah.
He spoke.
He did?
Yeah, he spoke.
When did he speak?
Who is this new number six? Happy to join you. Whatever. He spoke. He had a voice. He had a voice and everything.
I did not know that.
Yeah. There was nothing to him. That's why he wasn't a very interesting character. And, I mean, you can level with, why'd you pull out my Hobbit? What? Okay, whatever. He just pulled out a book. I'm just...
Continue.
Okay, and, I don't know, I just found him a little dull, and he's going to kill. This guy, like, every single thing in video games now is about revenge. Every single thing! Name a game that's Dishonored. Not about revenge. Dishonored's all about revenge.
Hell, never mind.
Don't even...
Let's see. Halo? Halo's...
Well... You're just shooting the same freaking aliens the whole time.
That's true.
And now there's Prometheans! Well, now they're all dead!
And then... Oh, no.
Anyway, Assassin's Creed 3, I give it a... 8.5.
8.
8. Yeah, 8 or 8.5.
8.25.
It's there, but it's not... 8.4. 8 in 1/8. Okay. Just because we're like... Okay.
What did you think of The Hobbit?
That's why you got the book. Again.
The Hobbit, it was good. It
was... They added some things.
Yeah.
I was, like, the white orc. Spoiler.
There was no mention of that in the book. Yeah, they...
What are you messing with? Sorry. Stop messing with the dials.
They added pretty much everything in the book, but they also added other stuff. And,
I mean,
it was a little bit too whimsical in some places to me.
Such as?
Like, they're just a little bit too joking. Like, it didn't have, like, that... The same feeling as the other Lord of the Rings.
At all. Yeah. Like, I understand.
It was like, the other Lord of the Rings were all about, like, these huge, like, armies, like, clashing and everything. Yeah. And now it's just like...
Now it's just like this little group of...
I'm going on an adventure.
We're gonna go fight a dragon. And... So, yeah. Well, I'm the Dorking King.
Exactly.
And, exactly. Yeah. I thought it was good. It was pretty good.
It's all right.
Anyway, I'm going to name off a couple YouTubers, and you might want to write this down, because it's pretty awesome. These guys are awesome. Egoraptor. PewDiePie. Uber Hacker Nova. And the Game Grumps, which is Egoraptor and JonTron. And they're awesome. I mean, Egoraptor, he has a series called Sequelitis, and it is the most insightful thing I've ever seen directed towards the gaming community. And he has the greatest logic I've ever seen in some people, and he's really smart. So I would I would give him a look. He's pretty cool. And Game Grumps, he plays video games with JonTron. And they make some funny conversations, so look them up. PewDiePie, he's a legend. He's awesome. Listen to PewDiePie, you're awesome. If you don't, look him up. Okay. I think we're gonna end the video here.
Yep.
I hope you had a good Christmas and a Happy New Year. Welcome to 2013, guys.
Over and out.
Over and out. Bye.